Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Roger.
Today is Sunday, March 2nd,
yes.
2014.
What up, T2?
It's 12:30 on a Sunday. We are doing a podcast first today.
Breaking the rules.
I'm standing up and recording.
I'm still sitting. And I'm still sitting.
Actually, we have two studio audience guests.
Yay!
Ivy and Zell. Hopefully, they are quiet.
They'll be fine.
You think so?
Yeah.
Aren't they adorbs?
Yeah. Oh my God, they're so sweet.
Why do you love them?
Well, I love the deaf one because she's
Please
deaf.
Tell me why you love my children.
Did you say the episode? 526?
526.
526.
They're so sweet, you guys. Too bad you'll never meet them.
Well, some people probably might.
Because,
You know, some people want to come to Chicago, and if they come here, they can stay.
Yeah. Or they can stay at the other place. Yeah.
That's true. So today we went to have breakfast.
We did.
And we had some breakfast.
It was good.
We ate at Le Peep.
Le Peep.
Say which chic. Is not French at all.
Le Freak.
It's more Mexican American than anything, yeah. Right?
Well, the workers were.
Hey, excuse me.
Yeah.
Calm down, Mary.
Move, bitch.
We got there early. We got there around, what, 10:30 is when we got there?
No, way before. Like 10:15.
Oh, way before. 10, like 15 minutes before. That's yes. Like really far.
We got there at 10:29.
Okay, 10:29. Way before 10:30. And there wasn't very many people there. We got seated right away.
Yeah.
Dude, when we went to go pay, apocalypto. Like, it was crazy. People wanted their eggs, their biscuits, hungover.
Gravy.
Someone were cute. Did you notice the cute ones?
I did notice a couple, two or three.
My hand bumped into a crotch by accident.
Shame on you.
You're just jealous.
The devious look on your face
it was on
amazing.
A woman.
Oh. Did you slip her the finger?
Yeah. Butterfinger.
Ew. Right, gross. Totally awesome. Did you sniff?
Licked.
Even better.
Yeah.
Did you taste her sweet vagina?
So sweet.
Like
sweet as fish.
It was like butter.
All right, so we decided to record on Sundays.
Yes, because since he lives in such a rich neighborhood, there's no parking anywhere during the week.
Well, someone is a little bougie and feels like they should have to park like half a block away from anywhere.
Not in this neighborhood. Again.
Please.
I mean, I may blend in with the drapery. That doesn't mean I'm along with the drapery. Okay? Let's be clear. This thing is turning.
Well, you shouldn't put so much product in your hair.
Bitch, there's not a lot of product.
What is holding it up?
Cream, hand cream.
Yeah. So, what's been up? How was your week?
My week was very busy. Very busy. I had
very busy
training and then meetings, and I just a lot of work I had to catch up with. So it's been a really busy week. Needless to say, it was over and I have to start over again.
Hold on, I have to log in. I'm logging into the Evernote.
See, my shit's up already. Lazy bitch.
Do you have any
Yes, I'll talk about some of the stuff that I wanted to catch up with. Okay, so I just want to correct Mr. Ricky for last week. It's Vivian Fox that is a part of the trio from Detox and Willem. That's the name of the
I knew it was something like that.
Yeah.
I said Vivica A. Fox.
She's a big white woman.
Oh.
Well, but her name does take after Vivica Fox. So you're close. But no potato. And then I wanted I guess in the meantime I could tell you the story of how Ricky and I met.
Okay.
it's a cute story, I think. What is going on over there?
Oh my God, you guys. That was Iselle falling from the bed.
So we started talking. Were we talking on Bear 411, right? Is that where we started?
I think so. But wasn't that even before I moved here?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. We started talking like months before you moved over here. Just chit-chatting back and forth. Yeah. And then you moved down here.
Up here.
Up here. I know. It's a bad thing that we do up here. And then we went on a couple of dates.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this thing about the autograph. Do you remember that?
I don't know. Tell me about it.
So we were trying to hook up, if y'all know what I mean, air quotes.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling him if you wanted, that I didn't want to give him my autograph.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because he's a bit of a cum bucket.
No.
He's so red. It's right
inappropriate.
Now. I'm bringing back the foul.
I don't give my autographs. I don't just give my autograph away. Right. That's what it is.
Needless to say that it didn't go anywhere, but we became really good friends.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the story.
You could say good friends, I would say. yeah.
Business partner.
So you guys, before we started, we had a Mariah Carey concert featuring Mariah Carey's.
Yes,
you got me feeling emotions.
And then Cher
takes
over.
Where's my knitting needles?
You guys, she uses her knitting needles for microphone.
Yes,
like those skinny, long, like 1970 microphones.
No, it was from the Price is Right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
With the little round thing on top,
Bob Barker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is he alive still, or yes. Did he finally die?
That Oompa Loompa is... No, did he die?
I don't know.
I think he's still alive. Here, I'll...
Fellow listeners, is he alive?
Google him.
They're screaming, Barker. Yes! No! What was your favorite game on...
No, he's still alive. He's 90.
Oh.
He live in...
Van Nuys.
Washington, maybe? Or that's where he's from. Mm. He lives in California, because he's the orange as shit.
So what was your favorite game on The Price is Right?
Plinko?
Oh my god, my favorite game too.
It's the best. Is it, like, that's the one that went,
it's like the biggest loser game.
Yeah, oh my god, totally.
It's like no one ever wins.
No one ever wins.
My grandma went on Price is Right and she played Plinko.
In West Virginia? Ba-dump. I love your grandma.
Please see your phone.
So Ricky and I have
she won like $250.
That's
but that
awesome.
Was like in the 70s oh, yeah. or something.
I'm sure that was like $1 million back then.
Right. So Roger and I have decided we're gonna play Gift Wars.
Yeah. And so far it's 1-1. It's pretty, I think, even.
Stop that. Sorry. I'm talking to Ivy.
Pay attention.
So really the only reason they're in the room is because there's no one else here, and if I shut the door,
they'll
like go fucking crazy. So
well, Iselle, let me tell you, is being a gazelle because she's literally like just laying there.
Okay, that doesn't even make sense because gazelles don't lay down,
right?
And they keep running,
right?
So
it's an oxymoron, moron.
Oh, is that what it is? Because you didn't really get that across.
Meaning that she's like pretty.
That's still not. What that
is
means.
She going back and forth? She has shit on the bed.
So, yeah. Oh, please shit on my bed while we're doing the podcast. I have a funny story about Ivy. I don't know if I've ever talked about it on the show. When we first got Ivy, we took her to Tony's office where they were having like a breakfast on a Saturday morning. And people bring their dogs in there all the time. So we're like, oh, we'll take Ivy because it's the first time we'd ever really taken her anywhere. And she was a lot smaller. She was a puppy. So we take Ivy. She's the biggest dog there. But like the rectangle tables that you had at school, like the big ones,
right,
with the two legs. Mm-hmm. Well, there were like four of those put all together, so everyone was sitting around,
mm-hmm,
like the last dinner. But it was breakfast. The dogs are out playing. And
that
then,
would be supper, not dinner.
Yeah, whatever. The last supper, same thing. So the dogs are playing. We're all eating, you know, in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And then a person brings in a dish, and they take the cover off, and we're like, oh. What the fuck is wrong with those eggs? That's like the weirdest smell. So we're like, and so I'm like, Ivy, Ivy. And I look under the table and Ivy had taken the biggest shit in the whole world under this table.
How
embarrassing.
How does one actually take ownership of that?
I was so embarrassed.
I'm sure you were mortified.
I was like, oh my God. I was like, Tony, Tony. Because he was sitting next to me. He's like, what? And I was like, I need shit under the table. He's like, what?
Oh, those eggs are so fabulous.
So that's our poop story of the day. You know,
I can give you another poop story real quickly.
Oh, so, okay. People love your poop stories.
Like, apparently. So my best friend and I were in Woodfield, which is a mall in Schaumburg.
Best friend is this Murphette?
No, this is he's called KT. Maymay.
Oh, Maymay?
Yeah.
This is a boy?
Yes.
Hey, Maymay.
He does not listen. Oh. Because I have not told him.
Oh, well, when you hear it, Maymay.
What up? Yo, yo. Anyway, so he...
Smurfette is your work wife?
No, she's not my work wife.
Oh.
Jules is.
Jules is your work
yes. wife. Yes. What okay. up, Jules? Hi, Jules. What up, Smurfette? What up, Pookie? I feel like I got to throw up gang sign. What up? Yeah, TK.
TK.
Like, you know, knock out. That's not it. That's KT. That's actually K-O. This is...
Oh, spelling with foul monkeys.
This is going to be an awesome show. Goddamn, we can't even spell. Anyway, so then we're in McDonald's because he worked in that area. And... We go,
it's okay to say he works at McDonald's. No one will make fun of him.
He doesn't work at McDonald's, but that's funny. So we're like, we meet up for lunch. He wants to do a little bit of shopping before we go. And he is notorious for having like
just
unexplainable, like just shit everywhere. One time we were at Charlie's, which is a club here in Chicago.
Oh, they have one. They have a Charlie's in Florida too.
Oh, okay.
The country, then
like when it turns into this fucking like European nightclub. Right. Yes. So
and then all the skinny jeans show up.
Oh, bless you. And then, so you know how in Charlie's the bathroom is open, the doors are open, mm-hmm. and literally when you walk in, it's like the toilet's right there in a trough.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he was shitting there.
In the trough?
No, in the toilet that was right there. No door.
Oh, how no did lie. He do that?
No shit. No pun intended. Like,
I could never.
Literally, like,
I would literally shit my pants.
He was sitting there and guys would walk in and be like, what the fuck? And he's like, what up, yo?
He doesn't care?
No. Did not care at all. At all. Just sitting there. And he's like, can you like cover me? And I'm like, no. I got to go take a Molly in the middle of the dance floor. Right. Deuces.
So no, literally, deuces.
Right. So
how do you wipe your butt in that situation?
Because well, there was toilet there.
I know, but like.
And then try to go vulnerable. Hook up with someone.
You're
be
just
like,
so vulnerable.
Hi. Like, I just took a shit.
Well, I guess it's okay if a person that's into scat or something. Maybe they were giving him a blumpkin at the same time.
Okay, we're moving on. Uh-huh. So then. We're in McDonald's and we're leaving and he had a shake.
Uh-huh.
And we're walking down the street. Now, anyone of our listeners who's been to Schaumburg, the Woodfield Mall, and you know the
Which
McDonald's.
Which is not Chicago.
No, that's Schaumburg.
Right.
Skankakee. Skankakee. Correct. So then we're walking down the stairs and I'm like walking way further than him because I started walking a lot earlier than he did. And I get to the bottom and I look up and I'm like, what up, girl? And he's like, oh my God. And I'm like, what? And he goes, I literally just shat in my pants.
He sharted?
No shat. Like, he's like, I'm like,
big fatty. That's a big fatty story right
there. Wait. And I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, it's running down my leg. Oh! And I'm like, I was like, oh my God. I started laughing.
Well, who wouldn't?
And the look on his face was fucking priceless. He was like, oh my God, I just shit in my bed. So then he runs to the washroom and there's like no toilet paper in the stall he goes in. So he's literally naked, like he's got his shirt on and just he's pantless, running from the stall to the sink to wash as he's doing that. And then a person comes in, so he has to flush the toilet and use the toilet in the water. I mean, granted, it was clean. So then when he comes out, I'm like, no. That's what you get for not wearing underwear. You wear underwear so you can just catch it.
He doesn't wear underwear?
No, well, now he does.
I bet he does.
Yeah. And he always told it around that he had the world's smallest anus. I thought that was a lie. I'm like, clearly you're a big old scary bottom.
Mm-hmm. The world's tiniest anus.
Like, yeah,
who wants that record?
Right. Like, I mean, I want to get like fisted, like drive a 747 in me.
Well, you need to email Big Fatty then.
No,
he's all about a puppet show.
Oh, he want to wear me like an anklet. Yeah. You like my new accessory? Anyway, that's my poop story. Moving along.
That's a good one. So, this week. All right, yes. So two things. So we'll start out happy first.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I went to go see the new 300 movie, and it was pretty awesome.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Oh.
You know, it's kind of like...
Did you hear that judgy O?
Oh. It was very judgy, but I choose to ignore that because I'm trying to be a positive person this week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm. How's that working out for you?
Not very well, because you're in my face. So the movie 300 is good, and actually what happened was a clout perk. So if anybody doesn't know what clout is, they actually take all your social networks that you belong to, they see who you know you connect with and all that stuff, and then they give you a clout score. Then based on that clout score, other companies come in and they use those scores to like give you free stuff to talk about their products. So I got this clout for this movie 300. For
basically, he wants to be a big ass billboard.
Right. Hello.
Walking billboard.
For free.
For free. Again.
Just like the show.
For free.
So the first time they sent it to us, we go down to the Navy Pier. It's 3D. We're like, oh, cool. We can't wait to get this started.
It's not the Navy Pier. It's Navy Pier.
Navy Pier. Whatever. The theater there.
Yes.
So we get there. We're seated. And then the beginning starts. And it's the actress that plays the queen from Game of Thrones.
She's okay. In it.
Mm-hmm. She comes on and she goes, you know, in her Australian or British accent, whatever she is.
British.
We hope you enjoy the first 13 minutes of 300 Persian, whatever. And we're
wait,
like,
she is physically there or just in the movie?
No, like filmed.
The trailer.
Yeah. And I was like, what? First 13 minutes. So I was like, and you couldn't have your phones out. Oh my God. Like there was a guy that was suffering from like Napoleon syndrome so bad there. You got your phone out? Are we going to have to step outside? Are we?
Oh.
You don't turn that phone off. You're leaving. Just like everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
For fucking 10 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. Like, I mean, they were like, they kicked people out.
Sissy, I need you to put that back.
Right. So.
You know, that's probably the only thing he'll ever be important for. Right.
And then after the 13 minute preview, they showed the regular 300 movie. And we're like, this isn't what the clout perk said. So we decide to leave and go get something to eat, and I fire up my phone and I look on Twitter and people are going like batshit crazy over this clout perk, and they only get to see the first 13 minutes when they were promised the whole movie and yada yada. It's not a big deal because it's free, you know.
Was it 13 minutes amazing that were you like that's why people were pissed?
No, they were pissed. Yeah, the first 13 minutes were good, but they were also pissed that they didn't get to see the whole movie like
right,
the
clout perk
said.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I didn't get that upset because I'm like, well, this shit's free anyway, right. So you can't really complain.
Right. And who doesn't like to see a movie?
It was a hassle to go down there,
right.
You know, for 13 minutes, but whatever. Mm-hmm.
But it's nice to always see. I feel like I love watching movies at a movie theater.
Right.
It's so cool. But anyway, go ahead.
So they fixed their issue and they sent everybody a re-invite to do a pre-screening this past week.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to that. I took Kevin. And it was actually pretty good. I was like,
a lot of people actually, I read like Facebook postings and of people who saw it, and they were like, it was pretty good.
Yeah. And so we did that, and that was good. I had bacon popcorn.
Ooh, yum.
We were at the Roosevelt Theater.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's really scary to get to, but
yeah.
It's worth it.
Yeah, I know. It's one right next to like Whole Foods, Target, yeah. And all that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I had bacon popcorn there. They had make popcorn that's like popped in bacon grease and then they crumble bacon on top of it. I was thirsty for days. She, but I loved it.
She is a thirsty bitch.
Right. I was so thirsty. But the next day I go to work.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like,
is this a sad part?
Yeah, it's the sad part. It's not really sad, but I think everybody probably goes through this.
Bugs.
I hope. So I'm at work and I'm like working, and then like some bitch gets on my nerves and I'm like, fuck, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm listening to some music. I'm listening to some podcast. And then like I get this like overwhelming feeling of like worthlessness. Mm-hmm. Like, not that I don't love myself, but like I don't do enough for like the world. Or
did you watch one of the elephant videos?
If I die, no one's gonna know who I am.
That's that not kind of true. Thing. I would make sure everyone knew you were a whore.
I mean, I want to be like Beyonce when she sings that whole huge song and I am here, and like, you know, the world knows her. But not, I don't want to, you know, that'll never happen. But, oh, you know, at least I need to put out some more, like, energy and more stuff to, I guess, make myself feel better or more worth it.
I understand what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Because I kind of feel...
The dogs are starting to get a little restless.
Yeah.
Good girl.
Well, they were fine until you have, like...
I am here.
Well, she's over here being dramatic with her hands. She's very...
Because I'm standing up.
How shall we say, very animated, just like I am?
You're very animated. I am. How are you going to talk about somebody being animated?
That's why I can.
So, yeah, I just had this feeling, and I felt kind of like, what is my life?
I have a question for you. I have a question for you. Uh-huh.
Dead air. We don't do that.
I'm trying to think of how to articulate the question.
Use your words.
Shelby, drink your juice. How did you just feel that way because you just like, I guess I'm trying to figure out what sort of brought that on. Like,
did I don't
you
know. Just, I just,
did you was, feel love? Did you not feel love? Did you feel like,
no, I was just working. And then a thought popped in my head and I was God, I feel kind of worthless. Like, I don't do anything. Like,
You know what? I get like that, too. I think when I was...
And plus, I was thinking about how fat I was, too. That did not help. I was fat-shaming myself so fast.
Me, too. That's awful. I was doing that a lot this week.
Have you ever, like, talked to yourself and like, you're so fat. Everybody fucking hates you.
No.
Oh, my God.
I've never done that.
And then your coworker's like, who are you talking to? And I'm like, me!
Wait, someone heard you?
Yeah. They can see through the glass. I'm
I didn't mean to laugh. That was awful of me.
No, you did laugh, and you liked it.
Well, I will always fall when you fall. I will always laugh when you fall. And then help.
Yeah. Never.
Right. No, I think I've experienced that myself. I think especially these last couple like months, I have experienced that. Mm-hmm. But I also understand and have realized that if I were to die or whatever, that I know for a fact that I was very loved and that I know that I impacted someone's life, some people's life.
Well, and I can't even say that I haven't because, I mean, I've been doing this for like 7 years, so... Obviously, it impacts someone's life because they actually listen.
Right.
And they know who I am or, you know, they've listened for a long time. So even though it's like, then it turns into like, maybe I don't realize how
good special
I have it or, you know, what I've done.
Right.
So, and I got over it real quick. I mean, it was only like 10 minutes. I tweeted about it and then I was done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, so.
And then Auntie Vera Charles said, because I said that I feel like I was like worthless or whatever, and she was like, "Well, I know there's three set of eyes that don't think that."
Yeah, I saw that. Like, that was very sweet.
Oh, you're Charles, you smile.
Oh, what was that?
That's the voice I use when I talk to Death Isel.
Yeah, she can't hear you.
I told you earlier today. She said I sound like Mariah Carey when I say.
I know, that. Right? Because she can't hear you.
She's like, Danny, you sound like Mariah Carey.
Awful. That's awful.
What?
Our deaf listeners. What is wrong with me? Anyway, I'm sorry that you felt that
way. You know, TK, like knockout.
Right. TK, what up, TK? My little
I got over it really quick, but I don't know. Does anyone else ever feel that?
I think all of us do. You know, I felt like that for a while, actually. And you know, I go to therapy, and I think that helps a lot. Mm-hmm. To be able to talk about stuff like that, because even if it's just a fleeting moment, I mean, most of the time it's a fleeting thought. It's, mm-hmm. You think about it, you sort of address it, and then it's gone.
Is your doctor male or female?
Female.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Is she straight?
Yes. Or lesbian? No, she's straight. Oh. But she's awesome. I love her, and I honestly, being a major in psychology, I sometimes wonder, like, have I become sort of dependent on her?
Mm-hmm.
Just because I've been seeing her for a while, and generally you're not supposed to see your therapist for too long.
You know, like, you're supposed to stop and start a new one.
Kinda, like, no, not really. But you don't want to go like, you don't want to go like
week.
10 years and yeah, dependent.
How long have you been seeing her?
Three years.
And you go every week or
every 2 weeks. Mm. Mm-hmm. But I have. I mean,
you
have
issues.
I do. I have issues of self-worthiness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's an issue, like really bad.
So you know how I feel.
Totally. I totally do. Yeah. I mean, but mine is on the constant, like being.
That's sad.
That is very sad. And I have to deal with it a lot.
You should deal with it.
I do. So, and I try. And
maybe
a lot
this
of it,
will help. This will be an outlet for you. When people tell you how awesome you are, and then you feel worthy.
Yeah.
Oh. Izelle has had it with her. Like that. That means stop, bitch. Stop it.
She does not want to play. And now we're going to cut to the play part. I think they were over our sadness.
Yeah. They're like, bitch, stop talking about it. Sad you think skis. You're sad? Please.
Right. Because I have a horrible life.
What did you just stick in your mouth?
Baby aspirin.
Oh, I just saw you grab something in your pocket. I thought it was like a lint. I was like, ew.
Yes.
You clearly need lint. To go have help with eating lint.
My strange addiction.
Have you seen The Strange Addiction? The lady that lives in Rogers Park.
The Strange Addiction.
The Strange Addictions.
Yes.
The one lady lives here in Rogers Park, and she cleans her house 8 hours a day.
That's awful.
And when she goes,
does she get
to
paid?
No. And then when she goes to a restaurant, she takes a Clorox hand wipes and wipes all down all the dishes, all the forks, all the salt and peppers, everything. Like, could you imagine what kind of life that is?
Ugh. OCD girl. Oh, to that seed, to that day.
She needs to use that and be hired as a house cleaner.
Oh,
because
totally.
People would love that shit.
Yeah.
All right, so let's move it on to
what's
the next
our time?
Thing. We are at 30 minutes.
Okay.
So what was really weird is we wanted to hear some Mariah Carey music today, but because I've been, this is another thing I think that I kind of got sad is this weekend I was taking out my compact discs because I'm going to sell them or, you know, donate them,
right?
Whatever is not bought. And I was like, why is this so hard? But then you think about it, it's like you have memories attached to like that case, you know, like, oh my God, I listened to this when, you know,
X, Y, and
I
Z
accidentally
happened.
Murdered that person and I kind of felt guilty, but didn't. Or I was listening to the song when I got rear-ended by a car and I just cannot let go of this, you know, just
right.
Kind of whatever. So I finally have them all packed up except for my Mariah Carey ones and my Beth Hart CDs. And it was really hard because I said only two artists I'll keep. Yeah.
How could you?
It was hard.
I mean, there's Madonna, there's Janet,
no,
there's George.
No,
okay,
no.
I couldn't even.
No.
Top 10.
So it was really hard to put my Tori Amos CDs in there.
Ooh.
Like, tier worthy.
But you have them on your computer, right?
Or I do, hard drive. But it's not the same as having the physical. The we talked about why it's important to have physical CDs.
It, you know
because
what?
The
it was
inserts,
a time. There's a time and place for that.
Before you can look on the internet, you could look in the leaflet and see the words, the song.
Most of the time, yes. Yeah. And their thank yous. And
yes. And like every time I opened a Mariah Carey CD and I saw my name as a thank you, I was like, oh, thank God.
I know.
I found you.
Way to wrap it around.
Thanks.
Wow. She is on her game today, y'all.
On it.
On it.
So you guys, let's do... You want to do some news stories, or do you want to finish the rest of Anna Marie's questions? Do you want to hold that to the end?
We'll do the questions. Make sure that we time, give ourselves enough time for that.
Okay. We don't have too many more items to
right, talk about. The Texas judge ruled in favor for gays, apparently.
Can't believe it.
Yes, in Texas. Mm-hmm. God. Yeah, it's a God-fearing folk
right.
state. So that's awesome. And then, of course, the Arizona bill was vetoed.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is
because she was threatened
financially.
Yeah.
Yeah. She found out the gays were able to afford her mansion right. and the rest of her and her wigs. She was a little scared.
She wears wigs.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh. One of the conferences for the attorneys, they have some kind of huge conference. They said, we don't care if she passes or not. Your legislation did it. We're pulling out.
Everyone pulled out. The Apple, Super Bowl pulled
Apple
out.
Was about to pull out. Yeah.
Amazon, everyone. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is the thing that I find to be such. It's one of the best things for us to have is to have allies and people who support and will do the right thing.
Right.
For example, Switzerland, I think, and some of Europe, I think, stopped mm-hmm. giving aid to Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
Why have we not?
Right.
You know, when you think about it in that aspect, it's a horrible thing to think about because your people actually do need that.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you are affording these hate mongers the luxury that they have. It's right. Why you don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the only way to hit it where it hurts. And well, that's what the people in Arizona did.
And they succeeded.
Very much so.
Hello.
And a lot of people who pulled out, they're not coming back.
Right.
So that's even more money lost. So whether she wanted to personally do it or whether she believed in pulling out or vetoing it would be the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's to be questioned.
She waited too long.
She sure did. Actually, she didn't. She didn't because it was supposed to be Friday was the last date.
Uh-huh.
So she did it, I think, on Wednesday or
too
Tuesday.
Long. When she heard about it the week before that, she should have done something.
Well, I mean, I suppose that there's logistics
involved.
Why are
you giving her excuses?
No, I'm not.
Why are you saying that's okay for her to do that?
No, I'm not. I'm a homo, remember? Well, I do hate on some homos, but that's okay. but I do think that, it's... I do like the fact that we have people like Apple and, Amazon and Facebook and all those people who mm-hmm. are behind us, who can actually make a difference, who can actually really, really know where to hurt people who are not able to put a voice, make a voice for themselves. So that's about it for that. Tonight
Sorry,
is the
guys.
Oscars.
Hopefully letting them out of the room is going to help. So
tonight is the Oscars.
Don't watch them.
I know you don't.
I don't
do.
Even know what an Oscar is.
It's a gold statuette of a Mexican, actually.
Oh.
It really is. That's okay. True. That's a true fact. Mm-hmm.
Good way to try to take America away from us.
Like you took it away from the Indians.
Yeah. And the Mexicans.
Remember the Thanksgiving? Oh, yeah. What is it? Crown of Tears? Tears of Town? What is it called?
Trail of Tears.
Thank you. I knew it had tears up in there.
Ooh, it got drafty in here. Open the door.
Sure did. It was fucking hot in here. So, yeah. So, the Oscars are tonight. I'm excited. I was like, I want to know.
Are you Rue-sided?
I love her.
Oh,
Rue-sided.
My God. Michelle Visage.
Wait.
Wait, are we saving that for the 30? Oh, I think we're saving that for the 30-minute one, right?
Yeah, so I think we're supposed to. But real quickly, we just want to send a shout out to Michelle Visage.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what a girl. I love your titties. I want to just lick them.
Your tiggo bitties.
Oh, God. But anyway, so moving along, that will be in the little 30-minute nugget. The back to the Oscars.
Mm-hmm.
excited. I'm really excited. I really want the movie Her. If anyone has seen it, please let us know what you think about it.
I haven't seen it, but I heard it's good.
It was probably one of the most amazing movies from the lineup of nominees. Uh-huh. I think
is it sad? I don't like sad movies.
It's not sad in the way that it like there's violence or anything like that that makes you sad that way. It's
no, like
more
loneliness sad.
Yeah, it's kind of. It was sad in that form, but I think the thing that makes it sad was that it reminds you how technology has taken over our lives and how, oddly enough, we long for connection, but we don't connect on a personal
physically.
Level. Yeah, physically. And it doesn't mean like sex wise, just physically, like, you know, I don't hang out with you, you know, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Which really makes it really sad.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just, I mean, Scarlett Johansson, she's not in the movie physically, but vocally, she does an amazing job with her character. You believe every word she says. And she's, I just thought she was amazing.
Okay.
So tell me what you guys think of the show.
Are they on Netflix or anything like that yet? Probably not.
No, not yet, because they're still too new.
How did you see them? Rent on?
I went to the movies. I saw all. The only movie I had left on my list of Oscar movies was Wolf of Wall Street. That was the last movie, and I haven't seen it, and I won't be able to see it before tonight, so.
Sorry.
I know, but it was eight movies
that
I saw.
I know Jennifer Lawrence was nominated.
Yes, in American Hustle.
I love her. Like, just like this the trailer that I saw, I haven't seen it. I love her hair. Like, they said her
trash.
Hair is the shit.
It's like flip flop and everything. It's
huge. It's like garden weasel. Like, I'm going to dig you out. Just, yeah.
She's actually really amazing. I think Lupita Nyong'o, I can't remember.
The black woman?
Yes, I think she's going to win it. Is it really?
Or yesterday was her birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Lupita, if you're listening. I mean, just in case.
Who's just in case?
He's a friend of mine on Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's also on tonight. So please let us know what you guys think about the Oscars and who ended up winning. I think that Jennifer Lawrence is definitely nominated. I don't think she's going to win. I think Lupita's going to win.
Mm-hmm.
I think for Best Actor category, I think Matthew McConaughey is going to win.
Oh, for the Dallas Buyers Club?
Mm-hmm. Was a really good movie. I mean,
is it sad?
There's a sad part in there, but it's not like really. What makes it sad is the fact that we, as a community, during the time of AIDS, what we had to, the lengths that we had to go to try to get medication,
mm-hmm.
because the prescription companies in America were just gouging our eyes out for that medication. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're talking about like $10,000 for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. No one had. I mean, that's expensive. So in that aspect, because seven out of the nine movies, I think, were all based on true stories.
Oh, okay.
So out of the nominees, seven of them, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
American Hustle is not one, right?
No, that's based off of true story.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. The only ones that weren't were Her,
uh-huh.
Gravity.
Oh, I did see that movie. Oh, my God.
Awful.
Awful?
Gravity?
No.
I'm sorry, are we speaking about the same movie? The one where she's like, oh!
No, like beauty wise, it was very
visually. Like, it was a stunning movie,
and like I literally, all right, I judge movies based on how many times I look at my watch to see what time it is. This movie,
this
I
is
did
the
not
reason why she's
that.
Not a film critic.
I did not do that, but like the first 10 or 15 minutes of it, you know, when they're going through their whole process,
mm-hmm.
like you can. Like, what would you do in that situation? Like, my heart was, like, pounding. Like, I could not take it. I was so nervous.
Yeah, I you know, I get that. And a lot of people were saying that, too. But it was, I just didn't find that the storyline for me was that relatable.
And we needed more George Clooney.
I hate George Clooney. But anyway, I think he's a one-note actor. He is the same.
One-note actor.
He is from the movie you saw The Descendants. That's the same fucking character in Gravity. I'm sorry. Now he's just an astronaut. They literally plucked him out of that motherfucking Hawaii island and put him in space. Bloop. There you are. Continue your storyline. I think he's an awful actor.
Mm-hmm.
One note. One. Just one. Singular.
Okay.
But The movie was really stunning, and the cinematography of it was amazing. It was stunning.
It kind of made me sick there for a few minutes.
Yeah, with the whole like, really, bitch. We get it that in space you twirl and you won't stop twirling until you hit something. Got it. Oh, yeah, I don't like it.
Is
at
she
all.
Nominated?
No, I think just a movie. I think she's. I know she's not nominated.
Well, I know that because I read. You know, because I'm a big entertainment like
Lies.
Person. I read that Jennifer Lawrence is going to be taking a year off after this because she's just worked too much.
She probably should. But you know what, though? That's a classy. She is such, like, she's a homegirl, like, down to earth.
I love when she burps and farts in interviews.
But she still managed to keep it kind of classy. Uh-huh. It's with a capital K, but it's kind of classy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, I still look fabulous, but I'm going to fart because right. I need to. I mean, it's just a part of human nature.
We have one more thing on our list, and then we have, like, questions and phone calls. So yes. We are going to talk about the most amazing moment this week. And that was Mariah Carey at the BET Honors performance when it was a miracle that her tits did not fly out of her dress.
She had tits for days.
Like days, like months.
Like to the middle of next year.
Aztec years.
Yeah. I mean, when the camera panned to her laying on the fucking piano, I'm like, are we watching a funeral?
My coworkers were like, what the fuck is up with Mariah Carey laying on a piano and having the camera come to her like she can't move? Like, why is Mariah Carey always, I can't move?
Yeah. I mean, her titties were like, again, they were to the side.
Right.
Like, they were like, it looked like she had tumors underneath her armpits.
They weren't that far. That's just ridiculous.
And Ricky seems to think that her boobs are not fake. I'm sorry.
No, there you stab a
pencil. You stab a pencil on that chest, and that shit's gonna bleed water.
She's a bigger girl now. Those are real.
I don't think
she had babies. Them babies.
I know she had them babies, but I showed you that damn insert. And what does she look like? Her boobs are like she went from little tick bitties.
She was really skinny,
and then they're bloop.
Anyway, I loved it. I mean, she's like, I cannot possibly move anymore. So the fan will come to me. The camera will come to me.
Of course. Of course.
And my hair will blow and I will not move.
Did you see her kind of struggle when she got up?
Yeah.
A little bit. She was like, she was like trying to hold on to that mic for dear life. Like, oh my God, I can't get up.
I don't know. Was she singing live all the way though?
I questioned that a little bit.
I think she was.
Well, the very end she was, because you can hear like the very, and yeah. So it sounded recording. The very beginning was definitely recorded live because you could tell she changed the note a little bit.
Right.
The middle portion is questionable.
Right.
And I was trying to see if she would fuck up just a little bit, but that shit was on time.
See, that's what artists need to do. They need to fuck up in the middle to know that they're really singing. Like, they need to take a breath.
Right.
They need to hear something.
Right.
Because
it kind of breaks that whole, like, because I think she was using a backtrack vocals, but.
Right.
She was singing to the backtrack vocals, and I think the backtrack vocals were just a certain portion of the song, like the chorus. But there were moments when I was like literally studying her movements in the camera, and I'm like, is she lip syncing or is she not? What is she doing?
But she's that good; she could probably get away with both.
I've heard her live, and most of the time she does sound really good.
And let me guess,
good.
You sound live.
Oh,
when
my God.
Like when
sound amazing.
Oh, you guys, you I have even, a recording.
Don't you even dare.
I have a recording.
No, don't. No,
you don't.
No, no.
I can't play it.
No.
For people to hear?
No.
You seriously? Sure?
Yes. Seriously.
Because I thought you were pretty good.
No.
Don't. No, I mean, seriously. Like, should I give him a preview?
No. Not at all. Ricky, you play that, I will shove this fucking microphone so far up your ass, it'll come out your mouth.
Done it.
Her asshole is, what is it, canaverous or canaveric?
All right, so we're going to do some follow-up questions.
Oh, she finally got really close to the microphone.
Well, you know, they all hear me. Whatever. So we still have some questions from Anna Marie to, or Anne Marie, excuse me, to answer you or to ask you. Here we go. When you aren't being Roger on the podcast, what do you do for a job? interning, volunteer work, hobby, etc. Are you in school to get a dream job? Do you have a dream job in mind? First job, worst job, best job?
Wow, that's a lot of questions in one question. All right, so real quickly.
She's very thorough.
Yes. I work in an office.
Mm-hmm.
What would be my hobbies are writing, both songs and just in general.
Mm-hmm.
What would be my dream job? My dream job would be to be a songwriter.
Or a lyricist. Janet Jackson's
backup dancer, like way back.
I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say assistant.
No, I don't assist anybody.
No, not even Janet Jackson.
No.
If she was like, Roger, please be my assistant and I'll pay you $1 million a year.
I'd be like,
okay.
I'd be like, yes. As I shake my head. That. Right. Let's see. My hobbies would include knitting. I do like to work out when I'm working out. Although you probably could not tell, trying to take care of my health. I love tea. Let's see. I love to cook. I love to bake. Actually, I don't like to bake. I just like to make macaroons because they're feisty little fuckers, and I want to perfect that.
They're not that hard. Oh, yeah. I have to say, I've done it before.
what would be my dream? Yeah, my dream job would be to be either a songwriter. I am working on a book. Let's see. Be an accomplished author.
Ivy, go lay down, please.
I would love to help elephants.
Oh. Oh, I was crying on the train. Ugly cry. Let's not talk about it. All right. Number six. We're done.
Okay. I'm sorry.
First job, worst job, best job.
First job was...
Low jobs.
Working for my next door neighbor, helping him turn his attic into a suite. For him and his wife.
Oh, it's very Latino of you. worst job.
Worst job, a telemarketer. Fucking worst job ever.
Did you have to sell? Or what?
Everything. Flowers, toothbrush, electronic toothbrushes before they were popular, credit cards. And my favorite was tulips.
Oh. Tulips.
Oh my god. Real quick story. I hate to say this because I feel like everyone's gonna make fun of me. But since I have a higher pitch voice on the phone.
Sure do.
It's a little piercing. Anyway, so when I would call, I had this one I was selling, I think, a credit card, and I was trying to get a hold of the husband, and the wife answered, and I was like, "Can I speak to so and so?" And she's like, "Who is this?" And I'm like, "This is Roger calling from X credit card," something like that. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, "Yeah, I bet your name's fucking Roger. What? Who are you, slut?" And like, literally went off on me. Mind you, I was like 16, so my voice was still high, uh-huh. And clearly my balls had not dropped.
Right. Hi, it's Roger.
Right, exactly. Not like that. So then I was like, "I'm sorry, ma'am. I think you're confusing me with someone else. I'm just calling to speak to Paul." And she was like, "I know where you're calling from, you stupid bitch." And I can't wait to fuck you up and blah, blah. I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I will give you a call. I'll call for him, you know, another time. Thank you. Have a good evening.
I'll call him later when we're fucking.
Right. Like, seriously, she went off. And my manager was like, "You handled that really well." And I was like, "I fucking hate this job."
And the best job?
When I worked at the medical center.
Okay.
So far.
Worst, scariest, funniest ever growler, bear for one, grinder encounter.
I don't know.
Well, obviously the best one is when you met me.
Yes. Yes, I mean, clearly. Duh. Well, I haven't had any success on either of them, so I don't know if that really... They're all kind of nightmarish.
No.
That's why I'm single.
What did you wear to last year's IML show? Did you buy anything new to wear to this year's show?
I actually wore what I'm wearing right now.
Oh, a leather onesie.
A leather onesie? I love that. No. No.
A leather onesie with yellow stripes because you like to be pissed on them while you're dressed in leather.
That's and then red pressure. For scat.
Yeah. That's brown, right? Scat is blood. Red is blood.
Well, isn't right? Scat blood or shit?
No, it's poopy.
Oh, no, the Nuts Cat.
Oh, here's a good one. Here's a good one. That's really good. You ready?
Yeah.
Do you drive or take the CTA? You must have stories.
Oh, I drive. And I took the train. Is it when I was younger, I used to do the bus and the train a lot. And I think that because I did that, I don't want to ever do it again. So when I had to give up my car, because the lease was over and I had just gotten a new job, so I still had enough money to like really get a new car.
Uh-huh.
I took the train for 3 fucking years.
Granted, you take it, what? You took it 4 stops.
4 stops, my ass. Anyway, I spend more time waiting for the fucking train than I actually did on being on the train. It was the worst experience. There's nothing like in the summertime when it's 100 degrees at like 7 in the morning and the door opens from a train and you get a swift scent of like warm piss.
Or shit.
Or shit. Well, see, it's
or
worse.
Or vomit.
Or it's worse for you now than it is for me because before in the morning the trains were cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my no, never again.
You say you grew up in Chicago.
I sure did.
Number Street stories. Ricky said those are scurry because everyone's told me never go to the numbered streets.
You know, I think it's because I'm brown. I don't really have an issue going with the brown with the number stories. However, I do remember being on Fullerton and Pulaski, and I was driving, and my cousin, I think was my friends or my cousin was in the car, and I pulled up behind a car. And the car in front of them, someone got out, like 3 people got out of that car with bats and just busted the windows of the car that was behind them, that was in front of me.
So and I was they like, honked their horn too much.
I was like, oh my, no, it's gang related. But I was like, oh my God, we're going to fucking die because they're going to pull out guns. I'm like, I'm too white for this shit. Drove off.
Yeah. I'm glad you made it.
Yeah. I wouldn't be here in this little best pony show.
All right. Best item you saw someone use to hold their street parking space this winter. Also, best skirmish vandalism you witnessed when someone's spot got stolen. What the fuck is up with this focaccia winter and when is it over?
I hope it's over soon. Mm-hmm. We're still getting snow.
We're getting snow tonight.
Yeah, it was 8 to 10 inches or 6 to 10 inches? I guess
it's one
matter.
Of those.
It's really big.
That's enough inches for me.
Womp womp. The best is I saw a full on dresser. Not even lying. Not even six drawer dresser.
I thought you meant cross dresser.
No. Yes. What up, baby? Now this spot is taken. Mm-hmm. No. Keep it moving. Keep it moving.
I ain't renting this spot right now.
Mm-mm. I'm going to lay down out here. You ain't going to park in this place.
Hey.
What? And her wig. What was the other one?
The best vandalism witnessed over someone's spot got stolen. I've never.
Like the normal tires.
My coworker.
Yeah.
The dude, like, so she lives like close to the suburb. It's like city/suburbs, you know, so it's kind of like Howard Street, you know, where it switches over. So this guy had shoveled out a spot. This guy has a parking spot and has 4 cars in it already. He owns a house.
That's greedy.
So he
took
out this spot and put chairs or whatever there because you know, he wanted his son.
It's officially called dibs.
He wanted his son to park there because his son's 17 and a spoiled ass bitch.
With the 4 or 5 cars that should be out of his drive.
So
I think that's actually illegal.
Yeah.
To park that many cars in your spot.
Oh, like, it's illegal to call dibs. You can't do that. But people do that shit anyway.
It's actually not illegal, by the way, because there's not a law that prevents you from doing that. What can cover you as someone who moves the spot is that because there is no law, it doesn't cover you. However, that property is the city's property,
and you
so
can do
anyone can park there. Right. Yeah, that's what covers you.
So this park had chairs in it, whatever. And she's like, "Well, fuck that. You know, I need to park." It was like 11:30 at night.
Of course, so I would have done the same.
She moved the chairs. How about she gets up the next day? The guy had built a wall of snow all the way around her car, packed it under her car. In the motor of her car. On the whole roof. It looked like the car had been molded out of snow. And then he continued to yell at her for 40 minutes while she dug herself out, saying, "That's what I'm talking about, you fucking cunt bitch. That's what you get for taking spots. You know, you stupid, lazy bitch." And da, da, da. I was like, first, you should have called the police and said, "This man has a gun. He's about to kill me." Because that's when the police will actually come out, is when you say there's a gun involved and they're about to kill you. They'll be there in a heartbeat. Don't tell them that someone just stole your iPhone or your wallet because they
they'll
care
never
less.
Come.
Yeah. Someone chopped off my arm. Oh, sorry. You're going to have to file a report.
We'll be there.
If you tell them there's a gun, they're there in a heartbeat.
Oh, my God.
And he had it on you. Like, he was filming her on the phone. And he was like, "Bitch, I'm going to put you on fucking YouTube to see how big of a cunt you are."
Oh, I wonder if we can get the video.
I don't know. I don't think he posted it. But, I mean, that's what happens. You know? It's
crazy. Well, you know what? I think that's a really, really shitty move. We're at what?
We have 5 minutes left.
What is it? Are we at an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, that's fine. Last one was like 1:10. That's fine.
Okay.
Moving along.
But
he should rot in hell for that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what it's like to be a family member of his? If he can talk to a complete stranger like that. And she even said, "I'm pregnant. I have a fever. I'm sick." She's none of those. But, you know, she just didn't want to be yelled at. And he was right. Like, "I don't give a shit, cunt. I hope you drop fucking dead." Just like. Yeah.
And this was your coworker?
It happened to my coworker.
That's awful. Yeah. I would have been traumatized. I would have
she
like,
did. She came in and she just like cried for hours.
Yeah. I would be too. So upset. Was her car messed up? I know. I don't want to drag it out, but.
They didn't do anything to her car.
But the car wasn't like messed up itself. Mm-hmm. Okay, good. Well, that's at least good. He should die.
Did you grow up like the show Shameless? How accurate do you think Chicago is depicted in the show? I've never seen that show.
I've never seen a show either. But if
it's about drugs, right?
Probably.
Or like selling drugs or stealing or something. I don't remember.
I had a family member who did that. And then they went to prison.
Did what?
Drugs.
Oh.
Sold them. Yeah, it was a little traumatic for my mom and grandmother. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
So
I did actually live that life.
They really don't. I think when they do Chicago here, sometimes it gets kind of like iffy because you're like,
Melinda, the MMM 3
Melinda M's, Marissa Miranda.
Melinda Marissa Miranda. I think she would probably know this. 100 Days of Summer. That was an awful depiction of Chicago. Awful.
I heard about this. It was a reality show, right?
Yes.
Of
based like
five
in Chicago.
People
yes.
or something.
Fucking five cunts that should never have had a show.
Right.
And one of them is a fag. Mm-hmm. And I know him, not like in the biblical sense, but I know like of him, and mm-hmm. I've seen him trolling around.
I mean, so that's really off topic. We weren't gonna really talk that far, but I was just gonna say, like, the funny things that I think they do here in Chicago is like, oh, there's a fire on North and what's another street that runs parallel to that? North and Ashland. No, North and Fullerton. Like, those streets never cross.
No.
Ever.
They run parallel to each other.
Yeah. So they always say stuff like that. Or they're like, there's a fire in Bucktown. And they're like all the way on the south side. And a fire department does not go that far for fire. She bite you?
She almost bit my toe. She's being playful. Oh.
Bitch, you're about to get it. Stop it.
She was being playful. She didn't
all right.
bite. She was nipping.
You're interrupting daddy's time. Stop it.
Anyways, next question.
Favorite book, movie? No, they cannot be the same.
Favorite book, movie? Like, two different? Like, is that what she's implying? Like, favorite book and favorite movie?
Right, and they favorite, can't be the same.
Favorite movie is My Best Friend's Wedding. Favorite movie.
Really?
Of all time.
Over Goonies?
I mean, it has a lot of significance to me. The scene where she's like,
bridesmaid.
She's chasing him, you're chasing her, who's chasing you? I want to cry.
Because you're always the bridesmaid.
Fucking hate you. You know, that, let's just be clear. He sent me that text message after I said something to him. I literally, my soul died a little bit, you guys. I'm single. I've been single for like 12 years. It sucks.
Okay, believe me.
No. The provider will not appreciate that.
Favorite thing about Ricky.
Oh, wait. Favorite book. It's by this author Brené Brown. Okay.
It's so good. You can't even remember what it is. So
I hate when you say that.
We'll just go to the next question.
Yes, and I'll tell you the
think
book.
About it.
Yes, I'll tell you the book.
Because it's so good that he can't even think of the title.
Oh, I fucking hate you.
The favorite thing about Ricky and best story involving Ricky. Don't worry, It took him 2 months to replace Brad Whalen. Tell it, girl.
Wow. The favorite thing I like about Ricky, that we actually
we actually connect.
Yeah, from the very first moment we physically met, like we had a very like we hit it off really, really, really well. And we just bounce stuff off of each other really, really well. I don't know. He's very nice. Don't let the shit that comes into that microphone into your ears. Don't let that persuade what he is as a person, because he's not like that. He's actually really funny. He's a sweet person. Huh?
I'm hood. I'm straight up hood.
Girl, you as by the far hood.
From Compton.
Hi, honey.
I don't know where that is, but I'm from Compton.
He's a sweetheart. He actually is. And I've told him this several times. My sweetheart. Didn't we just listen to him a song? Yeah. He is. He's a really nice person.
You know what my favorite thing is about you?
Oh, shit. Here we go.
There isn't one. So stupid. All right. And the last question. Who bought more shit at Sephora? You or Ricky?
We've never been shopping together.
I've never been in that store.
Oh, you haven't?
Mm-mm.
Oh, stop trying to eat me.
Because I only go to Lush.
Because she's a Lush whore.
Yeah.
And I can't stand that store.
Why?
It gives me a headache. And everything smells the same.
I'm going to give you a parting gift tonight.
Yay! After I've given her so many gifts and she hasn't even given me anything but water.
Coke. Not the drink.
Oh.
All right. So we really do need to get to a phone call. So I want to say thank you. Thank you, Anne-Marie. We really appreciate your email. We know we love your long emails, so please send them next time you are available. I do have one email to read, and it's from our friend Lala.
Okay, so the name of the book, it's called The Gifts of Imperfection.
Oh, by that sounds really good.
Brené Brown. Read it. It's very good.
Her name is Brené.
Brené. B-R-E-N-E with an...
Not interested.
I hate you.
Hello, Ginger Bear and Ratchet Roger. I have written in an email in a while, but I'm always listening. I just want to say that I love the fact that Roger has turned your show into the E! Channel.
Now, who's this from?
It's from Lala.
Oh, okay.
Indiana Lala.
Okay, not your roommate Lala.
Right.
She tweeted us, right?
Right.
Yeah.
It cracks me up. You two have great chemistry and listening is a pleasure.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Gifts.
That being said, perhaps I should introduce myself to Roger. Hi, my name is Lala, and I have been listening to the show for probably going on 6 or 7 years. I'm a friend of Ricky's and my husband, and I have even stayed at his house a few times.
Yay!
I had the pleasure of getting to know Brad and Waylon as well, and I adore them. Please do not talk shit about them. They're awesome. Back to Ricky.
Because it's all about you.
Happy late birthday, boo. It's not my birthday yet. Not till Wednesday.
You're early.
Charlie and I love you. Also, please give all our love to the provider. And a million kisses to Ivy and Azelle. We should come up and visit soon. Miss you. Lala from Pawnee.
Pawnee.
Thank you for emailing us.
Thank you, Lala.
All right, so we got a voicemail. We have to play at least one of these voicemails because I fucked up last week.
She sure did.
Oh, my God. RC
really fucked up.
Almost died. So here we're going to play the voicemail song.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my pooflingers.
We got to change
Send
that.
Send us something by wire. Make our inbox on fire. If you refuse us, baby, you'll lose us. It's a little dramatic. Then it's we will leave. You'll see your baby telephone and validate Ricky. Hello, hello, hello there.
It's very nasally.
Hi,
I'm just kidding.
I love Waylon. You're being very bitchy.
I totally am.
Oh no, my email just locked up. Uno momento, por favor. Did you like that?
Yeah, that's totally wrong Spanish, but that's okay.
Oh my God, the internet just stopped working on mine.
Stopped. Liar. Liar. Can I read the quick Facebook message that I got from Triple M?
Yes.
Okay. Melinda.
Marissa.
Marissa.
Miranda.
Miranda. Listening to the most recent show and it's official. I love, love, love Roger Ratchet. Talking about the housewives, I love to hate those bitches. I hope Roger will give his thoughts on the housewives often and perhaps I shall call and give my 2 cents on the matter. Sincerely, FM biggest fan, MMM.
Yes.
I love all the, what is it, the abbreviations. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Melinda, Miranda.
Hey there, fellas.
Sorry, I was getting it up.
That's what she said.
All right, you ready?
Oh, yeah, let's play the voicemail. I love you, Melissa Miranda. Yeah, Marissa. Mm-hmm.
Hey there, foul monkeys. This is RC Martinez in Wisconsin calling to say I'm so glad you guys are back, Ricky and Roger. Roger, yes, you're right. You do have some pretty big heels to fill. But I think you're doing great. It was kind of cool how on the episode, at first you kind of had a slow start, but once you got into the rhythm, you were going, and I was laughing, and I thought that was probably one of the funniest shit stories I've heard in a long time. So you came, you brought it, you brought the shit, girl. Anyway, I hope you guys are doing well, and I can't wait to hear your next episode. All right, ta-ta, bye.
Thank you for calling, RC. I was supposed to play that last week, but I kind of fucked up.
You fucked up.
And let me tell you, he let me know it too. Like,
oh.
Like, bitch, like 2:00 in the morning, like where I fucking called
you. I know, because I
okay, calm down.
Someone made a mention of it on, was it Facebook or Twitter? Uh-huh. Someone said, I think it was me.
It was him.
Oh,
I don't know. No, I think he was listening and then he tweeted about it.
Yeah, he's like, where's my voicemail? I was, oh, yes, because I said I expect a voicemail from RC Martinez at all times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She fucked up. Now she's fucked up even again because now we have probably one for this week and too bad.
No, we're good. So we're going to play the next one. Are you ready? Uh-huh. Thank you for calling, RC.
Hello, foul monkeys. Hi, guys. This is Tom G calling. I'm just 2 hours out from you, of Chicago area, and I just thought I'd call and say hello. And I'm glad to see you all had a nice little trip on the boat and all that. And welcome back to the depressing world of the ice-cold north of Chicago. Well, look, love you guys. Keep it up. Post some new shows. And love the drag. Oh, my God, you are fierce, girl. You are working it. Look out, RuPaul. Here she comes. Bye, guys.
Okay, so, I don't know about the boat part because we haven't been on the cruise yet. I don't know if he's referring to that or not.
I don't know. I think he was supposed to be
maybe after the cruise kind of thing.
No, I think that maybe might have been after the last show before I got on.
No, but we've had one since then from him.
Oh, did? Oh, that's right. Because he was the one that.
Right.
Yeah.
What's wrong with your arm? It's
nothing.
Her.
No, she's fine. she got concerned.
So we haven't been on the cruise baby's yet.
Ass. I will whoop your ass.
We haven't been on the cruise yet, but thank you for calling. And you were very accurate that you're hours away from Chicago. So at least you didn't say
I'm from Chicago.
Mm-hmm. All right, we have one more voicemail, and this is from my infamous mama.
Oh, you're like your real mom?
Actually, you know what? We're gonna wait on this. We're gonna wait for the little half show.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun.
Because I'll probably release it on my birthday, which is March 5th. So don't forget.
Happy birthday to you.
What? Stop. What? Next show.
Oh.
All right, again. So we gotta go.
We gotta go.
Give us a call at 863-666-0377.
Twitter us at Foul Monkeys.
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
And Facebook us at Facebook.com/foulmonkeys. No.
Facebook.com/foulmonkeys.
Oh, so fucking technical.
Whatever. Find us, like it, love it.
Yep.
Okay. So we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Roger. Deuces.
Bye.